we're about to interview young Riley Nottingham, who has been to a VCAT because he alleges that his landlords of his Kensington, one-bedroom Kensington unit, did not provide him with a functioning toilet. There was a problem with the toilet lid. I warn both you and Riley in dealing with this story that Fiona Hudson in the Herald Sun has already written an article on this, so that if you're looking to win a pun championship, you cannot use any of the following words because Fiona's already used them.
Yes.
Potty, flush, relief, lid, and bogged are all off limits. I hope you weren't planning to use any of those.
No, I wasn't. I've got the ultimate pun for this story.
Riley joins us. Riley, good morning to you.
Hey, morning. How you going?
Good. Congratulations on your court victory. You took your landlords to VCAT and because your landlords did not provide you with a functioning toilet seat.
Yeah, pretty much. Start off as a small issue after moving in, like a couple of days in. It was just a crack on the toilet seat, but it was very this weird European model, and the crack was incredibly sharp, so, like, it literally did, like, cut the skin and stuff, and, like, kind of just say, oh, can this be fixed? And 4 months later, nothing too substantial, so, yeah.
So nothing at all, as in no response from your two landlords, one of whom I notice amusingly, his or her surname is Lou.
I know, you should know all about it, right?
Yong and Heng Lai Lu, did they respond at all?
Through the agent only. The agent pretty much ignored it for a couple of weeks. It took 2 months with a lot of phone calls and emails to finally get someone out. So it took a day off work, tradie came out with the wrong kind of toilet seat, so nothing happened. And then came out again, put a different toilet seat on, which was the wrong size, so it was actually worse. So you were sitting directly on the bowl, and then eventually at the 4 month mark. Yeah, I know, and it's like, it's kind of a small thing, but then after 4 months, it's like, you know, it's just ridiculous. And people are coming over, and like, you can't use the toilet.
Is this a special type of toilet, is it? You couldn't go down the road to Bunnings and buy a toilet seat and just stick it on it.
No, absolutely. If it was just like a cheaper one, I could go to a supermarket and for $5 and replace it. But it was this horrible custom model that was from like outside Australia. Could not fix it. Otherwise, I would have, because like I just wanted it fixed, you know.
What if you wanted to bring home the future Mrs. Nottingham? What happened then?
Yeah, well, no,
and
exactly.
she wanted to freshen up.
No, exactly. So like literally, I don't think any girls would like. I can use the toilet there, especially when the bowl got when the seat got replaced, and so you're sitting directly on the bowl. It's not such an issue for guys because we can stand up most of the time, but
Well, half the time. Did either of the landlords turn up to the VCAT hearing?
No, the agents turned up, I won, so the member found it in my favour. But then, and that was to like kind of back pay some. Some like 20% of the rent for that 4 month period of a 12 month lease, but they haven't paid and they're not really going to because they're.
Have you got the $1,000 yet?
No.
Was $1,000 plus your legal costs or just $1,000?
It was just $1,000.
But why didn't you just not pay $1,000 worth of rent?
Because it coincided with me moving out of the property, so I'd paid my last bit of rent. And the next step was to go to the magistrate's court, but because they're not providing the address of the owner due to the Privacy Act, I'm not able to actually enforce the debt, and VCAT won't give me their address, so it's kind of, I can't enforce the actual judgment, and they've just got away with it. So.
Hang on, that doesn't sound right to me. Did you sign a lease?
I did, yes.
Well, they must have provided an address in the lease.
The care of... like address,
so yeah. But so with care of who?
Care of the real estate agent has their address.
That has got to be a sufficient legal address. Legal address. Surely no. Lawyers, Maurice Blackburn. Let's represent this man. 96900693. You're telling me that an address provided on a lease is not sufficient address to serve process to recover your $1,000.
Correct. Magistrates Court said point blank. We cannot accept. The agent's address must have the owner's address,
Like Muhammad Ali's left leg, that's not right and it's not fair. We'll get you a lawyer, young man. Stay tuned.
Yes, cool. but Mr. or Mrs. Wong and Mr. or Mrs. Liu no doubt don't live in Australia.
Well, why no doubt?
Yeah, well, I did do a land title search, like, to try and get their address. The only address was, like, one in Malaysia. And like, keep in mind, while all this is going on, like, I'm just like, oh, I can't believe this is... You know, I thought once I won, it would just be over. I just can't believe they won't pay it. Like, it was just a toilet that they could fix.
Well, you can't believe they won't pay it. I can't believe that an address provided in a lease is not considered a sufficient address for service of process in relation to a dispute arising out of that lease. Hey, Riley, I'm serious. So stay on the line. You've got a YouTube series. What's it about?
It's...
Toilets now, presumably.
Well, there'll be a sketch about it. It's called We Are Darren and Riley. It's a comedy series that was commissioned back here by Screen Queensland. It's about two Brisbane comedians trying to make it in the world of TV comedy, and there's a lot of toilet humour in it, and I think there'll be another toilet sketch coming after this.
Good on you. Hey, Riley, good luck. Stay on the line. If there's any lawyers with expertise in this area listening, 96900 693, that he's got a judgment for a grand that he cannot enforce because he cannot find out an address to serve process on the recalcitrant landlord.
It's not so much a matter of serving process. He might be able to serve process, but how does he execute the debt? How does he get the money?
That's another matter.
If these two people, for example, live in Guangzhou province.
Riley, stay on the line. We appreciate your time. Righto, yours was?
Mine was that when it got to VCAT, the judge or the judgess said, this is a case involving mens rea.
And mine was...
Oh, come on, give me credit.
Mine was, he went to the police who said they were unable to investigate as they had nothing to go on. Shower or two clearing, a top of 20. It's currently 11. You're listening to mens rea, by the way. You have to explain it being a Latin word indicating that
there's guilty mind.
A guilty mind. You're listening to 3W Breakfast, Bundle Electricity.
It's a different mens rea than I was thinking of.